What is it, April? Is that where we were here?
Mid-April.
All right, forget April. Let's talk about May. Cinco de Mayo is coming up on what day, Craig? That's a trick question. It's like the
5th of May.
Well, I think it's
is it really happening on the 5th of May? Yes, let's find out.
Yes, it is. And I'm talking about the Bowl for Kids' Sake event with the Big Brothers, Big Sisters, and Marcus Madison joins us this morning. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
So you got a little different. Bowl for Kids' Sake, sometimes it's in part of March or whatever, so you've kind of changed the date up a little bit. Talk about that and this Cinco de Mayo tie-in that you've got this year.
Yeah, absolutely. This year we wanted to try to do something a little different. Usually we have Bowl for Kids' Sake in March, and this time we decided to push it a little bit more into the spring and see if we can try to pull a theme around our event and really encourage people to come on out and have a good time.
Again, this is going on May 5th. It'll be from 7 to 9 at Redmond Lanes on Oberlin Avenue in Lorain. Always a nice place to have the Bowl for Kids' Sake as well. Talk about how this works. You get teams together, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So this year we have two different times, from 3 to 5 on May 5th. We've got Family Bowl for Kids' Sake. So we're going to be encouraging families to come on out, and some of our young kids and matches will be able to come and bowl. And then later in the evening from 7 to 9 p.m., it's going to be our corporate Bowl for Kids' Sake, sponsored by the Lorain County Chamber of Commerce and several different corporations. And that's going to be an adult-oriented event, 21 and over. So it'll be a good time for people to come and just come and support Bowl for Kids' Sake and Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
So I see how you have the different opportunities and reaching out to different groups that fit their time better, or maybe the socialization that they want to make a part of it. It comes to be a big fun event. So it's pretty much all-day bowling going on over at Redmond.
All-day bowling. And it's exciting. People can register at biglorainecounty.org by visiting our website. They can set up a team and raise money. All of the funds stay right here in Lorain County to help us match young children with their mentors. And it's been a great year for us. We've been able to make several different matches between some of our young people, even right here in the city of Elyria and all across Lorain County. So we're continuing to grow.
Can you take us through that process? How do you match them up?
So the kids come from all across Lorain County seeking a mentor. And same like our volunteers, they come from all across Lorain County as well, just because they want to get involved and give back. They come in, they meet with us, and we try to find a kid that meets their interests and likes. And then we pair these two together, and we've got match support staff members pretty much always there to support and help some of our young kids and the mentors throughout the process.
What happens then once you get them together?
That's where all the fun happens. It's always a good time. Our matches, it's so amazing to hear the stories of how volunteers really take in some of these younger kids and really make them a part of the family, whether it's Easter celebrations or Christmas celebrations, or in some cases, me and my little, we just head over to the Foundry Kitchen and have food, or sometimes we head over to McDonald's or Taco Bell, and he even helps out, with different projects, with work. So it's really just doing what you love to do, but just bringing a young person with you.
Now, is this the same little you've had, or you have a new little? Because I thought your other little was getting to be a big after a while. Right?
Absolutely. It's been a while. We've been here for a couple of interviews. This is my third little brother. My other two graduated high school, so I've got one more. He is 16, so he's got two more years to go. And I think after that, I'm going to just hang out with my cousins for a while. It's been great. But these three young individuals are just amazing. They continue to grow and really figure out how they can give back to
community. How has that experience changed for you? You are aging. You get older. As they get older, you've also had experience dealing with them on different things, or maybe their interests, depending on their age and years, kind of a change. How has that been an experience for you as far as working with them as you've kind of gotten older and picking up different kids of different generations, in a sense?
Yeah, it's been amazing to kind of see this organization, 360. I was a little brother at one point in my life, so I was match with my big. And then during college, I became a big brother and started this process. And it's been great. It's been life-changing, for me to be able to give back to someone else and to do the things that I really didn't get a chance to do when I was younger, you know, whether that's been the Monster Trucks games or, you know, being able to go to the zoo numerous times. It's been a blessing for me to be able to share that with someone else and be able to do that. So it's been great to see some of these young guys grow, but also they kind of keep me cool and hip. You know, I have no clue. As you said before, I'm aging a little bit. And I'm trying to keep my hairline in place. and these guys really let me know what's going on and you know, what's happening out there.
So you kind of understand, to use an old phrase, the lingo.
The lingo.
Or if you have any tech issues, they probably can solve some of that on occasion, right?
I give them my phone right away. And the next thing you know, it comes back and there's about 10 different apps. And I'm like, what is this? What's happening? So I'm starting to feel more and more like my grandpa every day.
Well, you know, bowling is a very, is an old school activity. I mean, you kind of bring them out of that stuff. Well, there is sort of that balance between sort of the technology and just sort of having fun, sitting and having something to eat, chatting. Laughing is probably a key part of this too, I suppose, too.
Always. It's really not about bowling. It's about coming and having fun and doing everything that we can to give some of these kids here in Lorain County all the fighting chances that they can to move forward and really continue to one day be able to become a big brother themselves and give back to their own community.
How much, when you see those littles that have now gone on and you kind of, you obviously feel pride in them and you see what they've done, and in a sense you can sort of think, well, I had a little part in being who they are today.
You know, that's one of the most amazing feelings, and it's interesting because, you know, now that I've been there with the organization for a little bit over 10 years, I'm seeing a lot of the young littles when I first started to work with the organization become really big littles. And they say, hey, I remember when you just started, and they share their stories of working and their goals and aspirations. So it's just amazing to kind of see these young folks grow and be willing to share their stories of where they are today.
They probably also told you sort of maybe of a small encounter that you didn't really think of much of anything, but really had a big impact on their lives.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's really what Big Brothers Big Sisters is all about. We really never know the impact we're making at the moment. But, you know, 10 years down the road, when you're walking down the street on your way to McDonald's and you see a little brother that used to be little and said, hey, I was matched and my big did this for me, that makes all the difference.
If someone listening today wants to become a big, how do they do that?
Yes, we encourage you to call us at 440-277-6541, or also just visit our website at biglorainecounty.org, and you'll be able to find all the different ways you can get involved. We've launched a couple of new programs also for police officers called Bigs in Blue. The Elyria Police Department, several different police departments are mentoring kids right in the core of their neighborhoods, so we're always looking for active and auxiliary police officers that want to get involved and volunteer. And also we're working in Lorain City Schools with our Titan Mentoring Program, and of course here in the city of Elyria with our after-school programs as well. So there's so many options and ways to get involved.
And if you go to that biglorainecounty.org, you won't be able to escape the bowl everywhere, Bowl for Kids' Sake, the Cinco de Mayo event, again, 3 to 5. That's when they have the bowling for the kids and the people that can sign up for that, as well as now the sort of corporate event that's in the evening, the age is 21 and older. You can find out more, again, at biglorainecounty.org. It all takes place at Redmond Recreation on Oberlin Avenue in Lorain, the Bowl for Kids' Sake event on Cinco de Mayo, May 5th. Marcus, thank you for coming in this morning. Appreciate
it. Thank you for having me.
Marcus Madison joining us from Big Brothers Big Sisters of Lorain County.